Three federal emergency management agency and Wisconsin emergency management teams are surveying road and infrastructure damage, including at UW-Superior. Destruction from last month's flood could top $15 million there. The State Department of Administration project manager Robert Otremba led the way into the steam pit near the Markovich Wellness Center to show damage done to the insulation around the pipes.
We're not calling for the replacement of that run. It looks to be...
State Emergency Program spokesman Tom Pritchard says they are still working on the dollar estimate of damage on campus, but have come up with a better description of what was damaged.
Obviously, there's millions of dollars of damage here at the plant. There's no question. But how much of that damage qualifies for federal funding? That's the part that we're really trying to get to and really get an exact dollar estimate on it.
At the steam plant, Building and Grounds Superintendent Dusty Johnson says at one point the water reached the top of the stairs, flooding both the full basement and the sub-basement. That's where the bottom of two boilers, the water treatment, and coal equipment was kept. Johnson says most of the pumps are being rebuilt and all motors are being replaced.
For the amount of time that it's been since the flood, we've gotten an enormous amount done.
Emergency Management's Pritchard says tours will likely continue in Superior for another day or two and then on to flood-damaged areas in Bayfield and Ashland counties. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.